Last night was the 21st annual Ernie Awards for Sexist Behaviour, which hand out trophies for the most sexist remarks over the past year. The Wire's Daniel Fitzgerald spoke to Meredith Bergman, the founder and organiser of the Ernie Awards.
The New South Wales Parliament House was packed out last night for the annual Ernie Awards, where a crowd of mainly women voted for the most sexist remarks of the year by booing after the quotes were read out by founder and organiser Meredith Bergman.
We have two boo monitors, they're called, and they're highly skilled, but sometimes we do have to have boo-offs. If they can't make a distinction between two lots of boos, we then have to have a boo-off for the final winner.
So who was the winner of the main Ernie Award last night?
Well, it came down to a boo-off between Alan Jones for his remark about Julia Gillard's father having died of shame because his daughter was a liar, that remark. And the final winner was, after the boo-off, the students of Wesley College who produced and distributed stubby holders bearing the words, "It's not rape if it's my birthday." And the women were just horrified by that one.
And there's also an award for the least helpful from a female speaker.
That's right, remarks least helpful to the sisterhood. And the funny thing about that is that it's often the most hotly contested, because the women get really cranky when a sister has said terrible things.
As we've been talking about, the Ernies, they're supposed to be a bit of a fun affair for the people on the night, where women get together to laugh off some of the horrible remarks that are made about them. But are you actually trying to sort of influence and get people to think about the way that women are spoken about in Australia?
Look, it started as a bit of a joke, and then we realised that we were having an effect. I mean, one of our mottos is keep them nervous. And we did realise that, particularly in the political sphere, men were very aware that these awards existed and that they'd better be careful.
Meredith says the quotes that have made the Ernie shortlist over the last couple of years have been some of the worst.
They've just been nastier, there's been more of them, said by people who should know better. I mean, the one that won the political silver Ernie this year was that terrible menu for the Liberal Party fundraiser, the Malbrough fundraiser. And the menu item was Julia Gillard Kentucky Fried Quail, small breasts, huge thighs and a big red box. And they thought that was funny. And, you know, my view is that no other Prime Minister would have been written about in that way, ever.
Do you think that now that we've had our first female Prime Minister, these sort of things will calm down a bit? Maybe the sexist comments came around a little bit more because women were in the spotlight some more with Julia Gillard as our Prime Minister. Do you think we'll see things reversed?
I think that now that there are virtually no women in power, things will be less obvious because there's no women there to attack. I mean, there's one woman in the cabinet instead of six or seven. And so I think men feel less threatened. And yes, I suspect it will get a bit better over the next few years. But it's not because they're not thinking it.
There is, however, a positive side to the awards, with the good Ernie being won this year by Lieutenant General David Morrison in his message to Australian troops.
On all operations, female soldiers and officers have proven themselves worthy of the best traditions of the Australian Army. They are vital to us maintaining our capability now and into the future. If that does not suit you, then get out.
Lieutenant General David Morrison ending that report by Daniel Fitzgerald.